Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Fortune's Most Powerful Women Summit and the U.S. State Department have joined forces for the 5th Global Women's Mentoring Partnership. The event started April 26th and will run through May 20th. This public-private partnership connects over 50 of America's senior women executives from more than 30 companies with emerging women leaders from around the world. The program has more than doubled in size since 2006, with 33 emerging women leaders participating this year. The three-phase program opens with an orientation session in Washington, where the participants meet with senior women in U.S. government, including Maria Otero, Undersecretary of State for Democracy and Global Affairs, and Milan Verveer, Ambassador-at-Large for Global Women's Issues, among others. During phase two of the program, international participants are paired off with one or more of Fortune's most powerful women leaders. Among this year's mentors are Anne Moore, Chairman and CEO of Time Incorporated, Susan Chambers, Executive Vice President in the Global People's Division at Walmart Stores, Margaret Matix, Suzanne McCarron, and Terry Fariello, all in senior positions at ExxonMobil Corporation, and Marissa Mayer, Vice President of Search Products and User Experience at Google Incorporated. For 3 weeks, American and international participants will work together in mentoring relationships to share the skills and experiences necessary for strengthening women's leadership. The program concludes in New York with workshops on media and communication strategies and meetings with senior executives from New York-based companies. During the month, Fortune's most powerful women leaders share their time, talent, and expertise in business with the next generation of women leaders. There are now more than 100 alumni of the program. The professional and personal ties that grow out of the mentoring relationships last well beyond the month-long program and enable the international participants to bring change to their companies and communities.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.